and wrinkles. Where have you been keeping yourself all the day when there's work to be done? Will you tell me that?
Nicholas Vedder asked me to...
Nicholas Vedder. Why is it that you can never bring yourself to do a day's work in all your life?
My love,
I'll tell you why. Because you don't want to. Because you'd rather leave the worrying and the care of the farm and the household to your poor wife. Why I married you, I'll never know. Oh, that dog. That everlasting dog of yours. Scat, shoo, shoo. Get that dog out of here, Rip Van Winkle.
Come with me, Wolf.
Never earned so much as a picture of King George stamped on a cup of candy.
What's a man to do? Roar! Poor Wolf. Our mistress leads us a dog's life of it. But never mind, lad. Whilst I live, you'll never want a friend to stand by thee. Roar! Roar! But there was one escape, the Catskill. To climb high in the clean air, a well-oiled gun in hand, and Wolf beside me. Wolf, heel. Ah, there's no sport like squirrel hunting in the wooded hills in autumn. When a man grows tired late in the afternoon, he can throw himself down on a green knoll, and for an opening between the trees, he can overlook all the lower country for many a mile around of rich woodland. In the distance, the lordly Hudson, far, far below, moving on its silent but majestic course, with the reflection of a purple cloud or the sail of a lagging catboat. Ah, Wolf, by the time we get back to the village, the supper will be cold on the table and my good wife's tongue will be hot in her head. What's the matter, Wolf? You see something down in the glen? What's moving down there? Hello? Who's that? Who knows my name? I saw him. A short, square-built old fellow with thick, bushy hair and a grizzled beard. His dress was of the antique Dutch fashion, and the cloth jerked and strapped around his waist, and several pair of breeches, with rows of buttons down the side and bunches at the knees. He carried on his shoulder a stout keg of the sort usually filled with Holland brew.
Rip Van Winkle, how do you have a little Catskill brew?
He motioned for me to approach and help him carry the keg. Oh, he was such a little man, and it was such a big keg. How could I refuse?